We have all seen numerous movies, TV series based on crime. We all know that on the scene of the crime, police always invite an expert to collect evidence. While we all know this, some of you might be intrigued by the work of this person. Yes, this person is known as a forensic scientist or an expert. And if you have an interest in helping government and agencies in controlling crime and nabbing criminals, this could be one career for you. Though externally it seems very exciting and detective types and all those things, we need to understand it carefully before we can make a proper choice. Yes, as a forensic scientist, you will collect evidence from the crime scene. These all evidence could be physical, like broken pieces of glass, footprint, chemical like drugs, biological and medical like blood, urine, fingerprint, etc. Electronics like mobile and computer, financial and documentation like papers, passports, bank accounts, etc. So, the job of a forensic scientist is to collect them and take to the lab where either the forensic scientist or the lab experts will study these samples and try to find clues, assess identity, assess the fraud, etc. Hi, I'm Akshay Jalan and have an experience of interacting with students and guiding them in their career journey to not only select the best careers, but come on a journey where they can explore careers, discover themselves, and grow on a career to become a future leader and make their parents proud. In this podcast today, I would like to welcome you first of all to this episode of Career Vision Podcast, where I'm going to delve deep into the career as a forensic scientist and explore numerous specialization tracks that are available for a forensic scientist. Like as a forensic scientist, you could be working in different areas, specifications, as a forensic linguist, as a biologist, as a psychiatrist, and many more that I'll reveal to you when we get into the heart of the podcast. However, if you want to understand more about the science of career selection and how you can grow in your career journey scientifically and systematically, I invite you to go to my website jakshay.com and register for my next webinar where you learn all these secrets of the trade and empower yourself to become a go-getter in your career journey. So what are you waiting for? Pause this podcast, go to the website jakshay.com and register for the webinar. Thank you for doing so. So now let's get into this podcast where I'm going to discuss with you about the specialization tracks and the roles that are possible for a forensic scientist. So, a forensic scientist, basically, he applies the application of science and technology to criminal and civil laws. So, criminal laws are laws related to crime that is harmful, threatening, or it could have an impact on properties or lives by endangering them. Murder also comes under criminal law. Whereas civil laws are laws of private rights like cheating, business cheating, land, etc. So, a forensic scientist helps the investigation bodies like, you know, police, court, etc. with scientific techniques in identifying and collecting evidences from the crime scene. You must have seen in TVs and movies where police are invited, where police invite the forensic branch to visit the crime spot or the murder spot and collect blood samples, fingerprints, hair samples, etc. So, it's not that they only collect these evidences. The purpose is that after collecting, they also analyze these evidences to create a strong case against or in favor of the accused. And this forensic scientist is a very broad category where you could be working in the field of forensic chemistry, forensic biology, forensic anthropology, forensic accounting, and many other subfields, some of which we are going to discuss in this podcast today. As a forensic scientist, you would be required to do the following work activities on a regular basis, like identifying objects, actions, and events. So, you are basically identifying various characteristics of objects, observing and understanding actions and events, and understanding how these actions and events are changing. You will also require to communicate with co-workers. You may need to communicate with people in writing, verbally, or otherwise inside your workplace, and various other people who have professional relationships with your place of work. It could include vendors, government officials, the people from the police, court, etc. it's very important that you have a very keen observation skill, because you need to get a lot of information and be very apt in hearing, reading, using computers, or otherwise obtaining information and learning from it. So these are some of the work activities that you may need to do as a forensic scientist. And at the crime scene, you might be working to analyze the crime scene to determine all possible evidences that may be collected and how they can be collected. You generally take a photograph of the crime scene with all possible angles. If needed, you may also need to make sketches of the crime scene. And you will record all observations at the crime scene, collect the findings. This could be including the location of evidence, their positions, etc. Like there might be a half-filled glass in the bathroom. So you'll collect this information to deduce a finding. You will collect all the evidence from the crime scene. It could include weapons, fingerprints, any bodily fluids including urine, saliva, blood, etc. So it's very important that you collect these evidences properly and then transfer them to the laboratory for inspection. And you also need to reconstruct the crime scene and analyze various possibilities of what could have happened, what could have gone wrong, etc. And then when you work at the laboratory, you could be performing relevant chemical, biological, pathological analysis. Also, you know, several kind of ballistic analysis there. Ballistic analysis, analysis of arms and ammunition, handwriting analysis, rubber stamp, passports, plastic currency, counterfeit notes. These are, physical analysis of cement, mortar, tire prints, footprints. Ye sab analyze karna padta hai lab mein. So that, it's very important that you try to create a possible link between this collected evidence and the victim or the accused. And there are forensic medical experts who perform a postmortem of the body and also do DNA analysis, fingerprint analysis, blood sample analysis if required. Now, let's look at some specialization tracks in this particular career. So, the specialization tracks that are there, because it could apply to a wide variety of areas, this forensic scientist. So first we have this forensic accountant. So these forensic accountants are actually responsible for producing accounting evidence suitable for use in the court of law. They work to keep auditing accounting evidence in case of insurance claims, personal injury claims, money laundering audits, etc. Then comes your digital forensic scientist. So digital forensic scientists are responsible for investigating and recovering evidence from digital devices like laptops, mobile, computer, tablets, system drives, etc. Then is your forensic anthropologist. So forensic anthropologists, they use the knowledge of anatomical science, knowledge of body and body parts, to find evidence so that the legal investigation can be done. They help in identifying the gender, the age, the ancestry of a deceased person, decomposed, or even of a burnt body. So anthropologists basically, are understanding about the human body in and out. Then comes your forensic linguist. So forensic linguists, they use the knowledge of linguistics, basically languages, to bring evidence in the court. They investigate the crime by understanding the law around the crime. Then comes your forensic biologists, who use the knowledge of biology to associate the victim or the accused to a particular location or item, another person, etc. in the criminal investigation. So when we talk about DNA analysis, post-mortem analysis, they are all conducted by a forensic biologist and used to connect the crime and the possibilities. Then comes forensic psychiatrists, who work with the court to determine whether the accused is competent enough to stand a trial or defenses based on his or her mental condition. If a person is mentally not stable and shows some signs of depression, anxiety, etc., it is their job to bring it to the notice. So they'll evaluate and see, because sometimes the criminal may say that, I am having a mental disorder, which may or may not be true. So they'll evaluate that and see whether, he is competent enough to stand the trial or not. Then comes your forensic chemist. So forensic chemists, they use the knowledge of chemistry to collect evidence and bring them to the court. They identify substances that might have been used in crime scenes like poisons. specialization we have is forensic medicine consultant, who use the knowledge of medicine and surgery to collect evidence and bring it into the notice of the police or court. So they will find the DNA, blood samples, etc. of the person through medical knowledge and also try to find the cause of death, injury, etc. I'm sure you have been very excited by when you went through all these different career options, and definitely one or two must have excited you and you may want to work in that particular field. It's very important that you explore these fields in detail to understand them and then take a proper choice in consultation with a reputed career coach. And if you want to understand more about the science of career selection, how you could choose the right career and whether a career in forensic science could be the best option for you, I would invite you to visit my website jayakshay.com to learn about our services and also register for our next webinar, where you will understand in depth not only about how to select careers but also see some very interesting options as you saw in today's podcast. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and all the best.